Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri, my office right here. And I'm just sharing you something that's absolutely in my heart. I believe with all my heart that we are on the verge of the greatest move, the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the church so that we can manifest the Lord Jesus Christ to the world. Now, in order to do this, to facilitate this, we have to do all that we can individually to walk in love, to walk in love so that God can pour out his power upon us. Now, we're going to be talking about divine love, and I'm sure you've heard walk in love, walk in love, walk in love. I see people preach walk in love and they don't walk in love. I've seen people advocate it and they don't do it. So what happens here and how do you do it? We're going to, by the time, if you listen to these radio broadcasts for the next couple of weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to know how to walk in love. And you can do it. Now, there are three groups of people to whom scriptures can be addressed. The Jews, the nations, and the church. 1 Corinthians 10:32. In most of the Gospels, Jesus was speaking to the Jews concerning their laws, under their laws and their covenant, and how to walk in it at that time, and offering them a kingdom. Now, when they did not accept that kingdom, and then he turns now to what's going to be the church age, he changes and starts to give new covenant truths as he gathers his disciples in John 14, 15, 16, 17. But we're going to start at John 13, because here he begins to tell them. John 13:31. Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet I am a while with you, a little while with you. You shall seek me, and as I said, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, now I say to you, not before, not while I walked with you these 3.5 years, but now I'm going to the cross. I'm going to die. I'm going to bear your sins. I'm going to bear your sickness. I'm going to pay the price. I'm going to descend into hell. I'm going to satisfy the claims of justice. I'm going to put off from me principalities and power. God is raising me from the dead. I shall be seated at his own right hand, and you shall be given the opportunity. Well, you will come into the body. They all did come into the body of Christ. Bless the Lord. So now they don't know everything about that we know, because it's revealed mainly in the letters. But listen what he says to them. Now I say to you, those are the last words in verse 33. A new commandment I give you. Now he's speaking to his followers, who are everyone 100% Jewish. Every one of them know about God's commandments. They've been hearing keep the commandments all their lives. The Torah is called, the first 5 books of the Bible is sometimes called the law. And it has within it, and within the Tanakh, 613 commandments. Not just 10, 613 commandments that God told them to do. So here, I wonder if they're thinking, well, are we going to get number 614? But no, he's not going to give them number 614. He is going to give them one commandment. A new commandment, one that will be the only law for this new creature that's coming into the earth. The ecclesia is the Greek word, those gathered out of every tongue and every tribe into one body, the body of Christ. They don't understand that yet. Paul gets the revelation of it, and he'll teach them about it later. But that new group, that third group, remember, any Jew, any Gentile can be born again and come into this group, but that third group has one law, and that law is the law of love. Here's how Jesus said it. A new commandment. This is John 13:34. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Here is the new commandment. How does it differ from what they were already told in the Torah? They have already... I want you to understand something here about what actually was said to Jesus in Matthew 22 and verse 23. Now, this is when he's walking upon the earth. And so the Pharisees came to him, and they said to him, one of them said, being a lawyer, said, Rabbi, what is the great commandment in the law? Now, they were trying really to trick Jesus. They want to see. Some people are saying, well, you know, he doesn't keep the law. Yes, he kept the law. He kept every law. He kept every commandment. Now, they say unto him, Rabbi, what is the great commandment in the law? They know what the great commandment is. There is one, the great commandment in the Old Testament. Now, there are 613 commandments, but there's one called the Great One. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Yes, those two commandments are Old Testament commandments. They're not New Testament commandments. They're Old Testament commandments. And they knew that was the great commandment, and they wanted to see if he knew it. Now, it comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. It reads like this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Bless the Lord. That's a great commandment. The Jews know this great commandment to this day as the great commandment, and they call it the Shema. Have you ever heard anyone say, the Jews said the Shema? Before they died in the ovens, they said the Shema. They say the Shema every day. More than once a day. Every day. And here's what the Shema. You know why it's called the Shema? It begins with, hear, O Israel. The command word to hear is Shema. So they use the command word hear. This is called the hear, the Shema. Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And with these words I command you this day. So, it is a commandment. It is an Old Testament commandment. Jesus passed the test. He got the right answer. He did tell them those two commandments on which hang all the law and the prophets. All the other laws, they hang from that. You're not going to covet. You should not covet because you can't covet if you love your brother. And you can't curse God if you love God. So everything, every one of the 613, the 10 commandments and the 613 commandments hung on those two commandments. But so, if they already had that commandment to love, then what is Jesus telling them in John 13 when he's about to go to the cross and he's speaking to them now of a new covenant law? What's the difference? Let's look at it closely. Verse 34, John 13, 34. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. There's the kicker. As I have loved you. He gave his life for them. He was about to give his life for them. So the new covenant kind of love is a completely unselfish, giving kind of love that can only be done with the new covenant truth of the new birth in the heart of man. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Jesus said to us, they're going to know you by your love. Before Brother Hagin left this earth, I heard him for the last time at camp meeting 2003, and he entitled his last message I heard him, "He's given us his love, what have you done with it?" And I'm going to be talking more about that next week. But I am very concerned about the witness of the body of Christ in the earth. It's in bad shape. Yes, we've reached a lot of people. Yes, we are reaching a lot of people. But the church should be witnessing God's power. They should be witnessing God's power in us. What has kept us weak and powerless among them? The fact that we could not endure much power, for if the Lord had shed it abroad upon us, we might have exploded. It might have judged the very lack of love within us. When Christians are breaking the law, and you are, and I am breaking the law if I'm not walking in divine love. If I'm not walking in divine love in any moment in my life, I am out of love. I'm a lawbreaker. You can say this, and it's hard to imagine. I'm sinning. If I am walking outside of love to my brother, I am sinning, and I need to repent of it. And so this prayer movement called Awakening America that I'm about to become involved with, I think one of the things we're going to have to do corporately before the Lord is to repent of across the board sinning like it's nothing to walk outside of love with each other, to talk about each other. I want you to have something that'll help you in your walk of love. The best thing I know to offer is Kenneth E. Hagin's book, Love the Way to Victory. It's a 300-page book almost. It sells for $10. But we're on a special offer. We're offering that book along with my recorded teaching on cassette or CDs. I mean, yeah, that's right, CDs. Say whichever one you want. How to Walk in Love. It's a simple, simple how to do it. If you're having problems in your marriage, if you're having problems, even if you're not having problems, please order these books. Love the Way to Victory, Kenneth E. Hagin, and then our tape. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Shalom, shalom.